Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
She made the funny face, yeah. And so, you know, that's all.
Yeah, no, it usually has been, it's been like activity directors,
okay.
or nursing staff,
wellness,
and things like
right.
that.
Wellness,
yeah,
wellness director, assistant.
So, okay. So here, and this is called Lakeside
Park.
Park. Yes, senior sir. Living.
Lakeside Park.
Lakeside Park. Mm-hmm. And
here.
So, Marsh, what's your last name, actually?
Oh, that's my last name is Peoples. Oh. It's People with an S.
Peoples.
Right.
People
helping
people.
I need to get
people.
My name badge, but I don't people's know who I am
people.
Today.
So, Marsha, you're the activities director.
Actually, and what is the
community
the...
life director is yeah. my title.
Community life director.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
So,
I'll get you one of her cards.
That involves overseeing all the different people who come in and do different kinds of programs.
We have four people on staff that are community life coordinators
all right.
that work here. And along with the intern program that I supervise them as well. More of a mentoring and a guide for the interns.
Uh-huh.
They do groups. We set up a schedule for them to do four groups a week. They're here 32 hours.
32 hours a week, wow.
And they're MFTIs.
Yeah, 7 days a week coverage with our
wow.
interns. It's wonderful.
They're MFTIs, and
yeah.
we have one MFTI, and she's an art therapist.
Oh.
And we have one MSW trainee.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So altogether we have five. We usually have six. One just left and
mm-hmm.
finished her hours.
Well, that's great. So you're providing experience and students who are like have the latest whatever academic life is providing in this whole arena, so there's this constant change and ability to find out the new things and help also teach them
exactly.
things
they
too.
Come in with a new set of eyes and it's real helpful for us because
yeah.
they see things, but we've been here a while
exactly
and it's really helpful to us, and in that process they learn how to be with and build relationships
right.
with our elders because some of them have never worked in this population.
Yeah.
So they're learning as well. We're all learning.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn from them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a great exchange.
Yeah. So you've been in this field many years?
I've been in this field for going on 8 years.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So these different groups, how long does a typical group last? Is there a certain attention span that people are able to...
Yeah. Each day our residents are we do sometimes a day at a time and a minute at a time sometimes or depending on where they're at. We have a schedule for the day. The activities start at 10 o'clock. They have lunch at 12:30
mm-hmm.
and consistency is really important, and sometimes we have something scheduled like an art group.
Mm-hmm.
And it may go awry, and everybody's just not wanting to do art. So we always have a plan B here.
Mm.
And that might be, you know, a sing-along. It might be taking a walk in the garden. It may be doing crossword puzzle instead of what we have planned. But we have
uh-huh.
to be very versatile and have a plan B.
Yeah.
Sometimes a plan
sometimes,
C.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
And sometimes we... you know, we just look around the room to pick up the energy of the room and say, okay, what is not working right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes everything works as planned, and such is life.
Yeah.
So we have to be aware of that.
So we shift.
So a group is how many people? I mean, you have how many residents?
70 when we're
70.
Full.
Uh-huh.
So a group can be 3 people. A group can
oh.
be 14.
The interns
oh.
groups, some of
yeah.
them are a little smaller than
uh-huh.
the groups on the milieu. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of us having interns, is that we can have 2 groups or 3 groups going
oh,
on at the
right.
same time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
there's a large milieu, and there's usually around 28 to 34
yeah.
residents sometimes out there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then there may be another group going on in the activities room, an art group, a smaller, more intimate group.
Uh-huh.
Or sewing group,
for
or
people
baking.
That can't take all that stimulation of 20 some people,
mm-hmm.
we can offer something smaller, more intimate. Like
and
that.
Our residents let us know when
yeah,
they
right.
they can't do all that stimulus.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of nice to be able to monitor that and see it, and that's our challenge all the time, to yeah. be able to bring what they need. And sometimes it's just a quiet place.
Mm-hmm. So the large group stimulus, there's more activity going on and all, and the individuals who find that that's too much, do they typically always have that kind of like, oh, it's too much stimulation, or does it go day to day?
It goes day to day. We do have a resident that, for instance, Lior comes at 2 o'clock and he has the instruments out on the floor.
Mila, please call the front desk.
And he does drumming
desk.
And also said, you know, our group is getting very large, so we also implemented a smaller one on the second floor for some residents. But we do have this one resident that, as soon as Lior starts, he just, you could see it, his face, he is not liking it. So we take him to either upstairs, or we have a small area in the back that's a neighborhood that we sit with him. Most of them really love it and are engaged, and there's just some days that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
In fact, we have lots of families that come in now for this program just to see their loved ones so engaged.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, families will come in and they'll say, like, well, my mom said she hasn't been out of her room since Thursday, and, you know, this, that, and the other. Which,
he really has a gift.
Yeah,
and
does.
And it's really neat to watch because he commands the room. They all have instruments. He'll be playing, and he'll say, 1, 2, 3, stop, and everybody stops.
Yeah.
There's not... Sally is sitting in the corner, going, because it's just the way the rhythm of the room is. So.
I think I was telling you, he was up at the point, you know,
when I was there
4 years ago. And so I brought him to this building, and the cool thing is that he gets more of a buy-in with our all memory care clients than up there, which had no memory care before. So it's like, you know, we literally become a band. We chant and sing and dance and listen to his direction.
And we have a lot of family members that come to see him.
Yeah,
because it's a great thing.
Yeah. So what do you think it might be that is this rhythm and all? What gets people so engaged with that?
I think he speaks to their soul. And he's right there with them, and it's like he has his finger on their pulse. It's magical.
And so it's all through drumming and rhythm, though, also.
And humming.
Yes, humming. And he has instruments from all over the world. So it's not just drums. It's all kinds of weird little
He travels all over.
Yeah.
So he has picked up instruments, and he puts them in the middle of the floor on this beautiful piece of tapestry that he got in Israel. And they just are in awe. And some of them are now wanting to go up and get their instrument before he starts because they want their instrument. From the beginning, he commands the room and he hands each one, what would you like? And he has this personal connection with them. And they really, it's amazing to watch. It's just really magical. And we have Qigong and different things. And they like baking, and they like sewing, and they like singing, and we have dancers coming on the 22nd. I'm really excited. They want to teach dancing.
Cool.
Wow. So there's a wide variety of different activities, and I know that some neurologists say that it's real important to do a wide variety of different kinds of activities. And the activities that involve social interaction are really key as well. So is that something that you find in this particular setting also?
Oh, yeah.
Our
residents speak their own language, even the ones that it may not make any sense to us, but they can sit and have a conversation.
Okay.
And you may walk by and you're thinking, what the heck are they saying? And they are very intense in their conversation and they understand each other.
And they're solving the world's problems without us even knowing it.
We have many professions here, so a lot of them bring they're a doctor or a lawyer, and they've been in board meetings. So I also have resident council meetings that are quite interesting. And we have, you know, one surgeon that stands up and does a speech, you know, quite often.
To buy your copy of Superbrain, maximize your brain health for a better life, go to superbrain-thebook.com. That's superbrain-thebook.com. Information can also be found on naturalsolutionswithdrj.com.